promotion.
Yes, Martin. And Pam got bumped up to my old job, Martin.
Wait a minute. Buckshot's got bumped up. BDB got bumped up.
Yes, Martin, BDB Buckshot got bumped up.
Whatever. You, baby, you.
You are now looking at the new assistant director.
What? Girl, you're getting us paid. You know that, huh? Assistant director. Is that why you looking so sexy tonight, girl? Huh? Well, maybe you can assist me in the bedroom.
No. Huh? Huh? Tonight? Hmm? I will be directing in the bedroom.
Oh, so now that you got the promotion, uh-huh. I guess you going for the red.
I'm going for the red.
The red.
So much money now, I might start investing in stocks.
Well, fine. I got a tip for you. Looking at the back of your neck, hot comb stocks are way.
You know what, Martin? You're just jealous. Face it, bruh. You've been in the same job for what? 2 years now? Your career is going absolutely nowhere. What's up? I said it.
You know, see, I was just playing with you, okay? But you just got real. Now, you know I'm sensitive about my job. You didn't have to go there.
Well, you know I'm sensitive about my buckshots. You didn't have to go there.
Okay, but there's a big difference, all right? A good job is hard to come by. But they got Dark and Lovely on damn near every corner you pass.
See?
Okay? Now, lube it down, BDB. Ain't no excuse. Lube it down.
BDB, you always stole it.
You always stole it.
Baby, why
you come up into my place, you lucky I let you in it.
So I come up and say,
hey.
So?
Pam. Pam, the kitchen is fine.
I know that.
Check again.
Martin.
Yes.
Martin,
yes.
You're exactly where you should be, where Varnell Hill was 2 years ago.
He started off at WZUP. Look at him now. The man is bigger than Arsenio.
He's in town. I cleaned the plane he came off of last night.
Varnell Hill. Now he makes me laugh. He was very funny when he was on WZUP, and now he's the man.
Oh, yeah, he's large now. I mean, you know, I hear they're thinking of naming a day after him.
Really? It's in a holiday.
No, I mean in like Monday, Tuesday, Varnell, Thursday.
Man, please, all right, Varnell's whack. He's a sellout. He ain't funny. What's the line he always said? Did you miss me? Man, please.
I like that one.
Baby, look, don't you worry about it. You'll be as large as Varnell, and you got a lot going for you. In fact, my man, my baby, is hosting the opening of the new community center tomorrow.
Girl, I forgot about the community center. Look at you looking out for your man. Huh? That's right. I'm getting ready to blow up. I'm heading to the top. And you know what? I'm going to buy you that big house you want, girl. Look at you with the blush. Look at you. Tommy Cole,
what's up? You
got Porsches.
Oh, you knew that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All right, Pam, you'll be there too.
I know.
You have a saddle on your back giving my kid horsey rides. Damn, my man. See, this is the kind of publicity I'm talking about, brother. New Jack Cola. See, these are the big boys, the big sponsors.
Yeah, this is a classy event. You know, they got free giveaways, valet parking.
Sean, there's no valet parking.
Oh, yeah? Then who'd I give my car to? I'll be right back.
Oh, Stan, look at all these people. My people, Stan. See, they here to see me. Because they know I'm finally stomping with the big dogs. Sure, you're right. So what's up, Stan? When do I get my speech? When do I cut the ribbon?
Martin, now look, there's been a slight change in plans, okay? Look, Varnell Hill is in town, and he's giving the speech.
Varnell Hill.
Martin, look, I had no choice, man. Varnell is huge. He's so large, they're even coming out with a Varnell Hill Nintendo game.
Hey, no. Forget Varnell, all right? This is Detroit. These are my people, man. Damn it, Stan, I will be heard. Excuse me, Stan, all right? Yo, what's up? Nico, what's up?
Where's Varnell?
All right, look. You might want to sit down, Zulu lady. Sit down.
I love Mr. Varnell. He's all of that.
Miss Jerry, now we done been through this in church before, okay? Now, excuse me, but I will fight an old lady.
I'm warning you, if I don't get me some Varnell soon, I'ma turn this mother out.
Slow your roll, all right? Slow your roll, because damn it, I will be heard. Thank you. That's all I can.
One of the biggest stars in Hollywood. But it wouldn't mean a damn thing if I couldn't bring it back to the community.
That place where I'm from.
So don't forget to watch my TV show. Go see my movie, buy them CDs, cassettes, and albums. They're available in the back. I'm all that in a Hot Wheel track. You can best bet. That's right. Oh, consider this community center open.
So now, where's the party tonight?
Latifah, party's right here. Play that funky music, white boy.
Varnell. Hey, come on over here. You remember my main man, Martin Payne? He was an intern at the station when you left.
As a matter of fact, I do remember him. I don't recognize him without the mop bucket. You used to go out with that little red bone on him, all right? Hey, man, I tell you what, man, give me a cup of coffee, no cream.
I'm sorry, brother, but I ain't no damn coffee boy, all right? I happen to have the number one morning show in all of Detroit, brother.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, man, look at here.
You don't know me.
Well, now, if you're going to be here tomorrow morning, why don't you come on down to the station and do Martin's show?
Does that mean free publicity?
Free publicity?
Hold on,
I will be there.
Go on now.
Okay, hey, look, I'll see you tomorrow, huh?
All right, okay.
And Martin, remember one thing, huh?
Yeah.
There's two things that are important in this world. Both of them are love. You chill, here. Out of here.
Hey, Snooki! There's a crowd between me and my car. Straighten it out.
That's deep, man.
Did the brother smack me?
I guess he did. Hey, Martin, I'm just gonna go get an autograph. I'll be back in a minute, all right?
Oh, so this is it? I get showed up by Varnell. He smacks me. The old lady wants to rumble me. So I guess this is it. I done hit rock bottom. I don't know, God. I mean, what's up? What I do? I mean, does it get any worse, does it?
Hi, can I have your autograph?
Oh. Well, I love the kids. I love the kids. Home.
And I love you too, Gary Coleman.
I got that corner office.
Yep, the one with the big window, too. You burning me.
Sorry. Here. There you go. And
and my own receptionist. You know Kevin?
Yeah, hello, Kevin. He's cute. You think he's gay?
I don't know, but I know his boyfriend definitely is.
Damn! Why would good-looking brothers got to be gay? Why can't Cole be gay?
Yeah.
But you know, Gina, this promotion is like the best thing that's ever happened to me. I'm making so much more money, and I am getting treated with much respect.
You know what I'm saying?
Pam, shh.
Martin's still down about his job, girl. He doesn't want to hear anybody's good news right now, okay?
So?
Hey! I just found a $50 bill! I mean, it was sitting right outside the door, eh? Martin, anybody could have found this, brother. But I did! Damn, life is good!
That's right, Tommy. And you know what, brother? It just got that much better, okay? Because I got right here 5 tickets to anywhere you want to go in the U.S., right?
What, for real?
Love me.
Oh, yes. Get all that good.
Cole, where'd you get the tickets, man?
Yo, busted a hookup, all right? Now, all you need to know is this. Us 4 here, we the Weinbergs, all right? And Tommy, you're our Danish nanny, Uta.
These are real tickets.
Oh, yeah, girl, I know they are. And check it, we can go anywhere we want to go, right? I said we go down south. Visit us some rednecks. Start a little trouble, get a little payback. You know what I'm saying? Y'all with me?
Bump that. I say we go to Hawaii.
That's
right, yo. Hawaii's part of America now, damn. Well, check it. Anyway, look, we gotta use these real quick, all right? There's a catch. We gotta do it within 3 weeks.
What? Cole, I just got a promotion. I can't take a vacation that soon.
Me neither. Thanks for building our hopes up for nothing.
Hachoo! You know, I think Uta coming down with something.
Yup, I think I'm coming down with it, too. It's one of those 7-day Hawaiian flus.
Oh, see, Gina? See, you were all up in here. I got it.
You
know what? All of y'all need to be ashamed of yourselves. Lying like that.
Martin, baby, I know you're still down about work and everything, but maybe a vacation would be the perfect thing for you, honey.
Yeah, well, I might as well go, Gina, all right? I ain't got nothing else going on here.
Dad, Martin, I didn't know you were feeling that bad.
Yeah, Pam. I mean, I don't joke all the time. Damn.
But who cares? I'm going to Hawaii.
Yeah. And we're back with Varnell Hill.
Did ya miss me?
Yeah, brother, they miss you. That's why I cut that last commercial short. Okay, I was afraid people would call in. Where's Varnell? We miss him.
We miss him. You are funny.
Thank man. You. Look, we gotta go to the phone, take a call. Call a what's up?
What's up? What's up?
That is funny. You are funny, man.
You gonna walk in the footsteps next, brother? Okay, damn. All right? Look, are you writing my stuff down?
I wouldn't do that, man.
Okay, well, it seems that way. You're jotting.
This is doodling, man. My creativity has got to be fed.
All right, well, Carla, are you there?
Yeah, I just want to say I love you, Varnell, and I watch your show all the time.
Excuse me. Okay, first of all, honey, all right, when you call into my show, say hello to the host first. Respect the host.
Oh, sorry. Hi, Martin. So, Varnell, I saw you dedicating that youth center on the news. You're a wonderful human being.
You sound like a very wonderful human being yourself. Probably as beautiful as an early autumn pomegranate wine. You see, baby, I don't do this just for the recognition. I do it for the children.
You can take the children, bounce them on their knees. And then sing a melody. The Varnell
man.
That was lovely. That was beautiful. Thank Johnny Gill should sign you up. My. Oh, man. All right, look, what the people want to know is about the real Varnell. Varnell the man, okay? What kind of car are you driving, brother?
Actually, I'm not driving anymore, man.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
I actually have a limo.
Oh.
Yeah, Mercedes limo.
A Mercedes limo. You didn't have to throw that in. You rolling like that, huh? All righty. Rolling like that. Okay, well, you got a big house? You got acres?
We own half the county.
So you mean all that's you? Whatever's in the county, all that's you?
A lot of investments. We bought homes. We bought stores, retail.
What about basketball courts? Brother, we like the What about that?
Actually, we don't have an outdoor coat. We have an indoor coat, white bleached wood. Larry Bird was down at the house, man. Let me tell you something.
Why didn't you have the brothers down there to play ball? Why Larry Bird got to come to your house to play ball?
Him and Jordan made that McDonald's commercial there. Do you remember that?
That was your house.
Exactly. That's where it started.
Okay, well, enough about that. Do you have a pool? Brother, you got a thing you can swim, man. Splash. You got that?
Don't have a pool. Got me.
I thought I had your ass.
But we got a 10-mile lake out back. Lake? Call it Lake Varnell. Yes, catfish are delicious. So what I'd do is I'd go out back, man. Cast my reel, pull that out, fry it, dye it, lay it to the side, red beans and gravy. I ain't too lazy.
So you got catfish in the pool. Brother, look, we got the break for commercial. We'll be right back. Ain't this something? All right. Look, maybe, let me just sit down and calm down. Okay, brother, you got a lake named after you with catfish all...
Delicious.
Catfish. Huh?
Delicious.
You got greens planted around there anywhere?
Exactly. I mean, if you want them.
You got yams?
Actually, they're imported from New Orleans.
Damn!
Sweetest can be.
Okay, look, I'm gonna cut right to the point, man.
Okay,
I got bills, and what I got going on here ain't cutting it, brother, they ain't getting it. So what I wanna know is, who did you hook up with? And brother, how can I be down? How can I get to the yams?
Man, you don't get it, man. You gotta get an act. You gotta work on that road,
brother,
man.
I don't have time for the road, okay? I got bills, okay? I'm trying to get to the yams, okay? The greens, the catfish, okay? I don't have time.
You gotta have faith, man.
All right, faith. Okay, you gotta have faith.
Yeah.
What's her last name?
You don't get it, do you, man?
I don't get it. You won't give me enough.
Hey, man, hey, you don't get snatching and people get mad.
So when we come out of commercial, I'm gonna ask you this next question here. You know, that's something new. Right now, look, man, I'm sorry about that earlier. I just tripping, you know, brother was just tripping.
Hey, right? Man, ain't nothing to it, really. All I'm right. Serious.
Well, look, bro. It's just, you know, I've been doing the same thing you've been doing, right? And I'm still stuck here. You know, I don't get it.
I remember the first time I was on The Tonight Show.
Wait a minute, which one was that, Johnny or Jay? Oops, Johnny.
Man, I had 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
White hot set.
Yeah.
Cooked like clams.
Yeah.
Once that set was over, bang, pow, to the moon. My career took off.
Damn. What? Word? Straight up. You got pew.
You hear me? Was in the green room, Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
Came back in the green room, asked me for some Jell-O pudding.
This up now. Listen. Listen, you know how you just did my show?
Yeah.
How about a brother come out, maybe be on your show?
All right. Man, when's are you going to be in Hollywood anytime soon?
Nah.
Damn. You see that? If you were in Hollywood sometime soon, you would be on my show.
For real?
For real. Come on, man. Come on.
You're a real brother.
Man. I am real.
Oh, man.
Hip! Gotta get out of here, man. Plane's about to take off. I'm out.
Look here, man. Take care of yourself.
All right.
And I mean that, man.
You be safe.
Hey, man, I'll do that, man. Oh, yeah, and by the way, this little tinker shop you got going, this is all that, man. I dig. I dig.
Did you miss me?
In, Martin. I'm now ready to talk to you about that new promotional idea.
Not now, Stan, all right? I got some things on my mind, okay?
Martin, this is foolproof. Dig it. Martin, you are now the new WZUP stripper for Ladies Night at the Black Expo.
You know what, Stan? You done sold me out for the last time, brother.
What do you mean, Martin?
First the community center, now this, huh? You want me to put on some orange drawers with the ass out. Man, Stan, I ain't taking it no more, brother.
You're gonna do this, man, because I'll give you a paycheck, man. You will be a rump shaker. You got that, Martin?
Yeah, I got it, Stan.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and you get this. Kiss my ass, okay? Because I quit, Stan. Will you miss me?
Oh, look, Martin's happy again. Baby, I knew this trip would raise your spirits.
Ain't gonna be no trip to Hawaii. What? Yep, I quit my job. We all are going to Hollywood. I'm gonna be on the Varnell Hill Show. BDB, get your saddle. We heading out west.